Actually, what happened is that Mara started doing the garden.
Mm.
And then I would collect the flowers. And later on, when demand for her time was more with talking with the Baba lovers, yeah. then I said, all right, I'll do the garlands.
Mm-hmm.
And as you don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's how I used to start. I began doing it, because to help her out.
Do you still go into the garden to pick out the things that you want for that day?
Sometimes. Mm. Sometimes I get help. Sometimes I do it myself.
What are some of the other things that you do here at Marazon? How do you spend your day?
Well, I guess Baba keeps us pretty busy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Before you come, all of you come in the morning, you have to get, you know, I mean, we go for aarti. Mm-hmm. Aarti in Baba's room in the morning.
What time is it?
And then...
The aarti that you
used to be about. Earlier before, now it's a little later, but...
Mm-hmm.
Around 8 or so. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then we have breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And then hitch up your sleeve and start doing mm-hmm. all the things for... Get Baba's room dusted, mm-hmm. tidy.
Mm-hmm.
And I do certain dusting in Baba's room, and Mara does all the pictures. For mm-hmm. her, actually dusting the room, each picture is like she'd take, you know, like a meditation, a communion mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. Baba.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then I try to get all my, you know, things done before she can
yeah.
come into the room.
Yeah.
And then... go to the garden, pluck the flowers for vases and things.
Mm-hmm.
For Baba's room, the Mandali hall, wherever Mara feels like, you know, the flowers should be
yeah,
offered.
Yeah. Do all of you women do things, a lot of the things like eating and aarti and other things together as opposed to independently?
Mostly together.
Uh-huh.
I mean, aarti is always together.
Right.
Because, you know, when Baba was in that last phase of his work,
mm-hmm.
up till September of 68,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Baba was working sometimes 3 hours at a stretch,
mm.
or even more. And it was in the Mandali hall, but later in the afternoon also in his room, we knew that he was working. Or in the evening when he retired. It wasn't like resting. We knew that he was working.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he wanted complete silence then. And, but the thing is that when he came from the Mandali,
yeah.
after the bell would ring that his time, you know, the work was over, he could come in. Mm-hmm. Baba wanted absolute quiet then. And we had to be, I mean, my attention was more on trying to keep everything quiet rather than do other works.
Mm.
See that the garden boys didn't make any sound with their watering cans or anything can make a clatter or anything can make a sound.
Mm-hmm.
And then after when the bell rang and it was a rush to get all the things done which had to fit in at that time. Mm. And then Bab would call the Mandali in, all in the Mandali's presence, however tired, however drained you felt that Baba was of energy, with all the attention he put in his work, just from the, you know, state of how weak he looked, we realized what a strain it was, and the intensity of the work we realized from the effect it had on him.
Mm. Mm. Please, enjoy.
What?
Can we get you a chair?
No way.
No, we'll watch. Maybe we'll make a garland here.
You help me garden.
Huh?
Yeah. It's just talking, make garden.
Yeah.
You know how to make a garden?
She's teaching me.
Yeah,
can we see you finish it? Is it close
well,
to
it
the
takes
end?
A little while to do.
Huh?
It takes
long,
a little while to do.
Take?
And then you see, in Baba's presence, Master's prayer and the repentance prayer would be said. And Baba would be standing there.
Yeah.
And then when he came here,
uh-huh.
when he came here also, the whole thing was repeated in his room with all of us being present like that. And that was done at that certain period, not every day. But then we continued after Baba dropped his body to say the master's prayer and the penitent's prayer and sing the Aarti.
Yeah.
And then we bow down at his bed, at his pillow, each one in turn.
Hmm.
So it's something when you do it together like that, Baba's presence is so much stronger.
Yeah.
So that each one bringing Baba with them. And yeah. It's so much, you know, we can bring so much more of Baba like that.
Mm-hmm.
So every day in the morning and evening we do Aarti with Baba like that.
Yeah. What time does the day usually finish for the ladies?
Well, I think we go to bed some around 10:30, 11.
Mm-hmm.
In the night, after Aarti, we have our supper and then we relax a bit, do a bit of reading or listen to the radio and
Good.
And then go to bed as one wishes. Mara goes to bed very late because she feels she wants to be with Baba after everybody's gone to sleep and it's all quiet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she actually stays up very late.
Very late.
Yeah. That's what I'm wondering. So how's the garlic?
Well, I think it takes a little while still.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I definitely have the touch, man.
Mana malam na kya? Na ma, for building mud. I don't know. Now look, I don't know, David. So why did you start it again?
Maybe we'll finish a little later. Okay.
You want me to go on the porch over then? Get on the other porch.
Okay.
I want to get it over.
Okay. No, we're going to have to excuse ourselves. For what?
You
want to take me now? I'm just...
I brought some poems that I thought...
This with Baba once? No.
When Baba came to Melbourne and...
So it came September.
Have you ever seen Marx Brothers?
Oh, yeah. Very few. But Baba liked Groucho very much. Baba made it Latin. Yeah, Baba loved to mimic, you know, with poems. Yeah.
Because you know that one that was silent, he was born on Baba's birthday.
Yeah, that's
Harpo.
Baba's birthday. Does he pretend to be silent?
Yeah,
he
does.
But he wears a wig, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he wrote a book called Harpo Speaks. God speaks, because Harpo speaks, and now we got Gelt Speaks.
The book has come out. So.
Yeah. No, Gelt is money. That's my book. Gelt Speaks.
And we'll see how good that book is.
Okay.
It must be as funny as you are.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know when Baba would go to the West in the early, in the 30s, at the beginning you were at that Das Munzel, no?
Yes, we did.
Das Munzel. And then you moved to the Brahmin ladies?
Yeah, we were living there first. We were living in outhouses, which were very good rooms, very little big rooms. Mm-hmm. There we stayed. And then the family, my sister's family, in the bungalow, that had this. The bungalow here, outhouse, had this. Separate. And the kitchen was with our rooms. So my mother, Naja, used to cook for the whole family.
And then when did you move to that
bear
retreat?
Let me see. 28, maybe. End of 28. 29.
But I thought when Baba was in the West, like 31, 32, you were at that Brahmin.
No, at Brahmin ladies' place. We had now changed our shifted from there to the Brahmin ladies' place because that's what you call the gas manzil. Yes. I don't know. Baba didn't want us to stay there anymore. And then later on, my sister also didn't stay anymore. She was there. It was upstairs, very large, beautiful hall, very big hall, not much furniture or anything. But one corner, before anybody of us went to stay there, Baba had a cage. Cage means bamboos, that for all, one corner shut. I still remember he was in seclusion in that. He didn't step out and then he would work alone. But, you know. After maybe Panjgani No, after this, then Baba went to the Panchgani cave. After the cave, when he came, then we were at Gas Manzil already. But Baba's health was not good because Panchgani maybe he was on a fast, you know, silence and fast and work and all that. And that cave, certain seclusion. For how long? The time, I don't know. Duration of the time, I wouldn't know. Because we'd have kept diary and we would know. Men who were with Baba would know. And who they were, that I don't know. But this I know, that when he came, returned, he was not well. And so Gulmai and Sunamasi, you know, Horse's mother, they used to look after Baba and my mother, my sister, my mother.
In Gaswandi,
you said? Yeah, Gaswandi, yeah. It was a very nice house with a vineyard at the back. A bit further away, in the vineyard, like that. What do you call the ground a bit lower? Our ground is higher. And then there was a pathway, broad. You can go at the end, walk. And then, like all the vineyard, was high up, you walk, you could see the vineyard like this, but you went straight like that, and there was a river. Very nice. Sometimes we used to go there once in a while, not every day. And very nice place.
Did Baba ever stay
at that Brahmin people
now?
No, he didn't, never in the night stay there.
But that time, where
would Baba stay? My sister's place. She had kept her room separate for Baba. She kept his room clean and did his bed and everything.
Not that Mare Retreat,
though. Mare Retreat. No, there are 2-3 houses there. I don't know which one it is. It's the one in which Jambu stays now. Baba stayed there only till we were in Nasik. Because Baba did not stay at our place, so he has to have some place to rest in the night. So the mandali always are with Baba, men. So it was convenient there. At our place, it was not convenient.
But before the Westerners came in 1936, you stayed there
waiting. Westerners came in 1932. We were at the Brahmin lady's place. We were tenants, of course. There were 3 big, nice rooms and a very nice big porch. Very nice. It was convenient for us, just girls. The Pina might come for some days, and it was okay. And in one corner of the one of the nice rooms, we made a seat. Always, we had no furniture, you know, like maybe a chair or two on the veranda. Mm-hmm. But for ourselves, we had no what do you call it, beds? No, all on the floor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the morning, we just wrapped up our bedding through them. All on one side, we'd rush to the kitchen. There is that, there must be done. We did have things ourselves, everything, you know.
But Mara, you lived such a full life. How do you remember all these dates and places? It just seems...
No, half of them are forgotten, I'm telling you. But I remember, I tell you, there are many other details. Baba's father, you know, seriously? In what year it was, we were now in this Hindu Brahmin lady's place there, and in 30, it must be 1930 that she came. He was not well and all that. So it was her change they had brought him to Nasik. So there I saw Seriaji. I seen him at his house, but... Yeah, just working on that. He was sitting in front of us talking. And anyway, then when in Nasik, when we were there, after working in the kitchen and all that, when we came up, you know, after washing hands, this and that, you get tidy again before 18. So when we came up, he would be seated on the veranda near the railing, you know, somehow that way. And that time I saw Baba's father. Yeah. One time I had malaria fever there in the same place. And our room was separate, his room was separate. So the fever was so this thing that... what do you call it? Very high fever, malaria, and then what do you call it? Bad feeling, you know, head and this and that, everything. Very much fever, you know. 3, 4, 5, I don't know how high it went, I don't know anyway. The girls were only there, Baba was not there, so and they were all wondering what to do now for malaria, what is the cure, what pill. So they started giving me quinine, and too much quinine is not good. Anyway. The fever would come down one day, and I mean, yes, I was all right one day, next day, again fever. And it went down for quite some time. Then Baba's father next door, and he was sitting on the veranda, saw girls going back and forth, you know, so I just read this. So he asked, and so they said, Mera's fever, it won't come down, it's malaria fever and so on. She gets it every alternate day. They told him that. So he said, Baba's father, that, can I come in a room, you know, I would like to say a prayer. And by that prayer, the fever will come down. Oh, they're very surprised, the girls. Oh, yes, please, you will come down as long as, you know, touch her and just come. So he said, yes. So he came near my bedding. I was on the floor. He stood there and he prayed Persian prayer, very beautiful, about 3 or 4 lines there are. And really, he prayed and then my fever started to get down, go down. And the next day, I was quite all right and there was no fever at all from that day. From that day till years, I had no fever, you know.
Really?
Yeah, not even
malaria.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
Malaria can reoccur, too.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But no. Mm-hmm. So many, many years. Mm-hmm. One time, then there was a little flu I had, that and slight, mm-hmm. there was, but it went away next day. It didn't last. But I didn't have fever after that. Those people who get colds, bad colds, and a flu, they get a fever or so, a headache. Mm-hmm. By Baba's grace, I don't have that.
Yeah.
After I got this, you know, this concussion, all that, the doctor's wife, what's her name? Burleson's wife?
Yeah,
Mrs. Burleson. After we arrived here, after a month or so, 2 months, I don't know, she wrote a letter to Mani and asked about her health and how we were, Baba and myself, and so on. And does Mera get bad headaches? Mani says, Mera doesn't get headache at all. It is I who do. Mani says, Mani gets the headaches, not Mera. So she was very surprised. She says, this kind of hurt you might get headache.
Yeah.
She was very surprised. That's Baba's grace. Because as I told Baba, never mind that.
So what's more important, medicine or prayer, Mera?
Prayer, you know, what happens is prayer. Then we wanted to learn this prayer. But he said, it's not... to do with women. Women must not know this prayer, but if they must know and repeat this prayer, they must have a bath and they must be clean. Clean means, you understand what I mean? Not in period, that time. And if the prayer is taken down on a piece of paper, must not touch it. But I had taken that prayer, you know? I kept it in my cupboard. And it disappeared. It was not there. So,
did you tell Baba
that? They're not supposed to know that prayer. Huh?
Did you tell Baba
this? Yeah. But when, before this happened, Baba had come, you know. Where did he come? From outstation somewhere, Baba had come. And Baba asked, what's... And they said, because there is this fever and all that. So, Baba sent for the quinine bottle. Now, they are not telling Baba that they have already given me quinine. They think, oh, Baba's hand is given, and it's all right. So they didn't tell Baba, so Baba gave me a nice big dose of quinine. And the quinine had taken, but the girls had given me already. And Baba's given me. Baba said, no, drink soda and milk and soda on the top of it. I got, in my head, hammers. So uncomfortable. I said, Baba, what is this? Then the thing came out, the girl said, we had given already quinine. Baba said, why didn't you tell me, you know? But that... fever then went down, but then later on it occurred. And then after Baba's father said this prayer, so Baba's father says that, it's, you know, he says the rest in prayers there are certain kalams. Kalam, you know?
Yeah.
What is kalam? Huh?
Is it sort of like a
kapha? Yeah, kalam is a prayer, but certain prayer positions, certain things, whatever. Anyway, this kalams are so real and so... so effective or whatever works, but that person has to have that faith and pray with wholeheartedness in thought of God, you know. Then what you want, yes, all right, or whatever is, not just fever, anything. And you want a person to travel safely home or something, or maybe. You know, you pray that anything, and so things happen nicely. He said, "There's how would you say a potency in the kalam? You may call that potency in the kalam, yeah, like that." And with those kalams, most of them are books were burned by the Muslims in Persia. When they invaded Persia, they burned all the Russian books. And so very few that were escaped.
Remained or
survived. Passed on by word of mouth.
Very few. So history, Persian history book, was this and that. And very few things were saved.
Yes.
It wasn't like a secret mantra that he learned.
I learned.
No,
Shriarji.
Yeah, he knew some. He knew. But he had so much love and faith in God's real. Because when he was dervish, and he was roaming like that, and never thought of food, just God all the time. And when he's really hungry and he can't walk and sees a house and stuff, then he may ask for if that person gives. If not, you don't eat. Then if that person is giving you enough to eat and it's over, you must not keep that food for the evening. You may, if God wishes you to eat in the evening, you will get. If not, you must go without food. Like that, the dervishes have this kind of law, you may call it. So one time, what happened was this, Sriyaji. This long story. Sriyaji story, too. I told you about this girl and all that. You don't know about it. The Mormons had invaded already.
You know, you're talking about Baba's father. Do you remember finding out the news that Baba's father had died? Were you in Nasik at that time?
Money went. I think money, her mother, and her relations were there. God was not supposed to go anywhere. I want to tell you something, but I forgot about father. You know about father's life and all that, don't you? This thing. When the Mormons invaded, kind of forest and far of a place where there's a tower of silence. So there she, that's the only place to hide. So she ran for her life and she ran, and she reached there and she was all panting and all that. And that time, Baba's father, Sriyaji, was very young that time, you know. He was doing his father's duty to take. To be there, you know, they have a person to keep guard there or something. So he was there. So this girl burst upon him and said, what happened? Oh, she said, please hide me soon. The men after me, please hide me. Do anything but save me. So Sriyaji also in a hurry, he looked around where to hide her. Everywhere was trees and all that, there she would be seen. But there was an oven. The oven there, they make naan, you know. There's a certain day, All Souls Day or something. Also, he was a very fine person, you know. And then Darvish, you know, that great, what do you call it? Austerity, we may call it, you know, to going out in the sun here, then the bare feet and whatnot, not much to eat. Somebody gave it, then he would eat. So, like that, and if not. But we went through the jungle one time to cross to the other side. I mean, there's a forest. And deep, the forest became deeper and deeper, he says. And it was evening time, so then I might. So then Sriyaji didn't know how to find God. So there's one way of doing it, without a master, guru, you know. And they make a circle.
Half is deep.
Yeah?
Half is deep, that too.
Half is deep. Yes. That's the thing they do, but it needs a lot of courage to do it, because for how many days? 40 days, you 40 can't step out. That's impossible. Anyway.
God throws everything at you, I think. Huh? I don't think God would make it very easy. He'd throw everything at you. Maybe two earthquakes.
Yes, exactly. So what he did was this, that Sriyaji couldn't make it, you know. He couldn't make it. How many days he did, but it's the circle so small that you must step out. So if you go to sleep, maybe your foot comes out or something happens. You have to be very, very careful. So all these rules he was doing, but it was very... But, was it there, or when he stepped out of the circle, very disheartened?
Yeah.
That did it. Then when he was resting, he was outside the circle and he didn't make it. And then he got this dream, and in the dream he heard this voice tell him that this what you're looking for is not for you. It is for the son that will be born to you. He was very. And I was disappointed because he didn't want to get married and all that. It's not for him and for his son. It was too long a story in Marawi, how to do that and so on. In this far away place, so he traced his way to India and he came where his own sister was living in Pune. So when he came, all the tattered and torn. This is just, what state are you in? How bad it looks? What will this Russian say? And this and that. why are you living this life? Why don't you get married and settle a respectful life in a respectful family, whatever she told me all this. And get married. And, all right, she said, if you want me, I will, Sireji said, you know. And then Sireji said, but I will marry the girl I show you. That only, otherwise no. Oh, the sister was very happy. She said, any girl, but get married. Please get married. Just show me the girl. So Sireji one day, after some day, he was walking along in a lane. I don't know where he was walking. I was not there. But he saw this girl of 6 years old. Now he was 25 years old, Sireji. This girl is 6 years old. He was 20 or more older than this girl. And so he saw this girl and he wanted her as his wife. So he went to his sister's place and said, see, if I marry, I marry this girl that lives in such and such a house. If not, then I don't marry. Oh, the woman said, oh, I'll do anything. I'll rush. And she rushed to this girl's mother's place, you know, this family. There were Iranis were newly settled and they're all very close to each other, means they were had sympathy for each other and so on like that. So this sister asked the girl's mother, please see my brother in such a state and all that. He won't marry unless he marries the girl and this and that. The girl he wants to marry, and so this is your daughter he picks, and so what should I do? And please oblige me. And she had said all nice things to save her brother from going back to this state. And so this woman was very fine woman. She said, yes, I promise this girl to him, and so on. So when Sinema was 14 years old, Devaba, I think that time, and so Sireji waited, and he was older and older, and she was 14 years old, then got married.
Did you ever meet the sister?
No. Not the sister, Sireji only. Sister must be much older than Sireji. So and actually when she was 15, then she had the first son born to her, and that son she did not feel something, that not much love, affection. She was too young, she said, that's so I don't know what she said, she didn't. So she gave that child to her sister, means she and my sister. She had no children, so she said, you take the son, bring him up as your own. The sister was very happy, and that's that. That was Jamshed. Then second child, later on, when she was 17, and the second was Baba. So Baba was so beautiful, such a beautiful child, that she simply loved Baba very much. And out of all the children, later on, Sinema always loved Baba best. Yeah. And Baba walked out of the house, she was so broken hearted. She didn't like it. Because then Baba was so bright, a student, and going to college now, she was so happy and proud, my son so clever and like this, and good looking and all that. And he'll become, engineer, doctor. And she was planning all things in her mind, you know, that he'll be rich one day, and have his mother, and then wife and children. Oh, she was planning all nice, beautiful plans, you know. Oh, no. And then Baba, 19-year-old, he was only 19 when Baba Jan kissed Baba. But we were so, this thing, we should have asked Baba. That was the first time, that first day that Baba was with Baba Jan, that Baba Jan kissed him, or after how many days Baba Jan kissed him.
That first day, she embraced him, and then 6 months later, she kissed him.
6 months later.
He used to go and see him and sit with us.
Then that means he wasn't attending school?
No. And he was there. When she embraced him, he did feel something.
He must have felt something, but we didn't ask Baba what.
Jawa said that many times in Baba's childhood before that, Baba felt his divinity. You know,
Baba Jan's divinity.
No, Baba felt his own divinity.
His own?
Yeah, he had glimpses of it. Three times, there were three.
The Baba Jan embracing him, and then kissed him, so the enlightenment came. Yes. And then
that's when he was lying in the bed. That time when he was lying in the bed, his eyes open,
and
she was so
worried.
That was 6 months later.
That was 6 months later, means after Baba then kissed Baba.
After Baba embraced Baba.
Embraced Baba.
She embraced him in May. You know, he was already going to college that time. He got down from the cycle and she embraced him. That was in May. Then in January, she kissed him on the forehead.
May and January is far away.
Yeah, 6 months.
6 months?
7 months.
Audrey,
I don't know that detail.
Added a new detail the other day.
What?
Audrey. He said that he remembers Baba saying that Baba Jan said to him, Baba, after the kiss, And Patti doesn't know how soon after the kiss. But Baba said that, Babajan said to him, now go and get your share from a Hindu.
Sharing.
Your share. In other words, what there's a...
As to get what else... What else,
there's something else coming.
As to come in and get from a Hindu. But first went to Sai Baba.
Yes.
But first he went to Tajin Baba, Narayan Maharaj, then Sai Baba. And so Sai Baba was seated, and then Sai Baba looked at Baba like this, you know, and he said, Parvardigar. And some have heard this, but the Hindu didn't pay much, but Gustaji did. Gustaji was always with Sai Baba. He was a seeker, Gustaji. And so... So Sai Baba said, Parvardigar, Upasi Maharaj, and working with Baba, then you know about the Maharaj throwing stone at Baba and all that, you know that. The Baba then kissed Baba just on the spot. But I still remember, close quarters, you could see a scar here, you know, and near the eyebrows.
Must have been a deep cut thing.
Must be bleeding and all that, and still Baba didn't care. Jai Baba. Baba did not care about the pain and the stone or anything. He just stood there. Then Maharaj knew that this is the real one. He does not care. He's coming up for the life. Jai Baba.
You showed me some photographs of when you were at Mahabaleshwar at the Adi Khan's house. And when we left here, we went with Saurabh and Rustam and Bajan to Mahabaleshwar, and we went to that old place.
Yeah, it's not nice anymore. It's to be sold, so they took away the rugs and carpets and the furniture.
It's quite empty. We went to the stable.
It's nice, there's view and all that.
Yeah. We went to the stable there, and there was a very powerful feeling in the stable.
Must there. Baba worked with the must there. And Baba's own little cottage where he was in. So, you know, for his work, that's separate. His bungalow is separate. Right. So Baba left it there. He won't do it now. Nice story, but my mother had experience that I will tell you. How you like it, I don't know. But it's Baba's story. And when Baba used to be, tour around India, this place, that place for his own work, I don't know, anyway, he was in Bombay for 2 days and came to Pune for 2-3 days. So Vishnu Master, he would on a cycle come and tell us that Baba is here. And tell my mother that if she wants to come for the darshan. So she used to go and have the darshan and all that. So Baba was very sweet those days. Sweet means he would ask her, my mother, is there anything you want to tell him and so on. So my mother had said that she would like to come stay with Baba to serve him, because one thing, a great thing is to serve the perfect master. That's a real thing to do. She would want to do that. Baba said, well, how can you do that? I'm not staying in one place. I'm... not in Mehrabad permanently, but when I am permanently there, decide to be, then I call you. So that's why my mother was the first woman to ask to stay with Baba and serve him, and so she was the first woman to be in Mehrabad night and day. Otherwise, Baba had not allowed anyone, not even Gulmai, that is Adi's mother.
Gulmai
is to concentrate, huh?
How old were you?
So I was 14, going on to my 15. So, now, what should I say? Yeah. Now what happened was, this was the promise Baba gave. He would call her and all that. And then Baba goes back, and then the next time he comes, after some time, he comes to Pune, and this time, it's Sadasiv Patti. At his house, Baba was there. And so in those days, there were more Hindus who bowed to Baba, came for darshan and all that. Very few Zoroastrians. The Manli, like Baidul and Sailor Mama, I don't know them. Anyway, very few. So, Hindus and many other flowers and coconuts and the darshan and singing and bhajan and all that in Sadasiv Patti's house there. And then my mother also went with her sister. Her sister is, Padri's mother is my mother's sister, elder sister. Now, what happened is this? After the darshan was over and singing was over, you know, after an hour or something, and then Baba told everybody leaves, or they bow to Baba, join hands to Baba and pay respect to Baba and so on. All they're going downstairs. Only the few Mandali stayed there to tidy up the place and all this. So Baba was sitting alone looking at them and all that. Then he turned around to see that my sister and her sister, my aunt both were seated still on this side of Baba. So Baba looked at them and said, "Oh, you're here still." Then Baba asked my mother, "Is there anything you want to ask me? Tell me or something. Ask me." So my mother had never thought of asking Baba anything. She only wanted to be in his presence. She felt nice, felt his divinity, and she felt very beautiful atmosphere. So she said, "No, she doesn't remember anything to tell him because she had not come with a prepared question or something." Baba said, "All right, think." And Baba, that time, is a talk. It was 1923. And so Baba looked away, giving my mother time to think. When he was talking with Manli, cleaning up the place, or asking something, saying something. So my mother got a few minutes to herself, and then she tried to, there must be something that Baba's asked her, what is it? So she remembered it. The thing she would remember was about herself and her family. So family means my sister was not feeling well. She was not well, yes. My mother had not consulted a doctor. She was depressed and not eating, and not eating means not hungry. What was the matter with her? My mother did not know. So that was on her mind. So when Baba asked, when Baba turned around, asked my mother again, my mother said, "Yes, it is true with her daughter who is not well, Baba. What do you suggest, you know?" Because Baba asked her, she must say. So Baba said, Baba looked at her for a second like this, and then Baba said, "Take her to Udwara. Udwara is a place, is a pilgrimage place for the Zoroastrians." My mother was a bit surprised. "What is Udwara going to do? No doctor, no medicine, and Udwara, and that's the religious place where the Zoroastrians go to pray to the biggest fire temple there. But it's a very nice place because it has a seaside there, ocean, beach. And then inside there's a town and a very big fireplace." So my mother didn't say anything. She said, "Yes, Baba." Just for a second thought passed, but she wanted to obey Baba. She said, "Yes, Baba, I will." And so they seated for half a second, half a minute, 1 minute more. And then Baba asked her again, "Is there anything else you want to ask me?" You know. So my mother said, "Baba." Another thing she has to think of, there must be something, and she can't remember because Baba asking her, Baba knows there is something to be told to him. So she said, "This is a very nice chance to tell him. Baba's himself asking, so it's good that way." No, it's nice because then. So my mother started thinking very hard, then she remembered there was a young woman, but she was nearing 40. And her younger sister and her brothers, however they were, 2, 3, and her sister 1, I think, they all were married. And this girl who was older than the other sister, who was already married, and this girl was unmarried, and this girl, how will I tell you, they were of a wealthy family from Bombay, you know, and the whole road that we stayed on is called the Todiwala Road, and these people's surname is Todiwala. And their father was a lawyer. Yeah. So then they had come, they always come for the season, rainy season, that is the race season, all that, and to stay there. It's very nice in Pune and monsoon. So in Bombay it's not nice, so they had nice bungalow for themselves on the same road that where we lived. Our house was situated last on the road, and after the gate. The road had dead end. The government had not made road anymore because there were no houses there. There was just field, dirt road, you know, where the bullock carts went and came with the vegetables and all that. So my mother used to sometimes go to talk to these Parsi because my mother was alone there. So she said, "Well, the nice people," and she knew them because she had bought this property, this house and compound, whatever, from them. So she knew them. So just to go and see them. And all that. The old lady was there, the mother and the father. They're all oldish, old, and not so old that they can't walk. They're very nice and all that. But this girl, then one day talking like that, and then she was alone with my mother. She opened her heart, means heart to her talk. She said to my mother, that she was, one thing only that is worrying her, that others have got married, she's not married. Now if her old father and mother are not living, then where will she live? She can't go and live in her brother's house and all that. It's a serious situation for her, and she was feeling self-pity and whatnot and so on. So my mother had heard this. So when Baba asked my mother, what is there you want to ask of Baba? So my mother told about this girl who wants to get married because she wants a home and so on. So Baba looked at my mother and Baba looked at my mother and said, take her also to Udwara. So then I said, no, that's enough, Gary, all day long, what is this? Yeah. So then what happened was this, my mother also looked at Baba. And now, and I see one would feel, now, Udwara, what is Udwara going to do with her marrying a young man or something? But my mother had no faith in love of Baba. So she, yes, Baba, all right, Baba. She, then she came home, she told us girls to pack and we would go to Udwara and we'd have fun there. Don't you like Udwara and the beach there? So she would tell us that, no? And then with Baba, she didn't tell us. So we all were very happy to go for a, what do you call it, a train journey. We loved it. So we were very happy, so we packed. But she went and told this Parsi lady, because she has to come to Udwara. Parsi lady, she's a very sweet young woman, but she was nearing 40, maybe 39. Anyway, so my mother told her that we are going to Udwara, you know, it's a pretty good place, Parsi is so nice. Don't you want to accompany us and we all go together? So that girl was very happy, the woman. She said, oh yes, I'd love to go to Udwara. I haven't been to Udwara for a long time. Why not, of course? And so she accompanied us to Udwara and we went to Udwara. And Udwara, you go to this fire temple and offer, sandalwood, you know. Now, sandalwood is never in it's very beautiful. It's polished. Blocks, all small, very, whatever it is. And two anas or four anas, how much you pay for that base. That, so much that you get the sandalwood you get. So they bought a bit more, you know, because they're not coming every time, so you offer the fire that much more. So we, of course, prayed and all that. You have to pray, wash your hands and feet outside and do your, sacred thread, everything. And then you go inside where the fire temple is. There's a very big hall. In front. After the hall, there's this other room. And in the room, there's another room. And in that other room is the fire temple, means there's a very huge container, silver like this, and on it ashes and a tray, and in that there is fire that burns for years. It's never out. It's always kept on being fed such a way that the fire, the thing must not get, extinguished. Yes, so then, so there's how many thousand years? It seems that brothers and posture, that's what they say. Never mind. Now what happened was this, then we used to go on the seaside, have fun, look for shells, whatnot. Then we stayed there for one day and the second day. By the second day afternoon, my mother saw that my sister was eating. No, she was not eating and not hungry. But now the second day in Udwara, my sister felt so hungry and well and energetic and interested in everything. And she was very happy and she ate more than we could eat. Yeah, my mother was very happy about that. And then she was quite all right. And then we stayed there. There's no need to stay there for long. Many days, 4 days, 3 days, 5 days. Is much. You don't need to stay there a long time. As long as we prayed in the temple once or twice. That's all. And then we came back to Pune. When we came back to Pune, my mother said my sister was all right and she was fine. My mother was very happy that she obeyed Baba. Then she remembered, but her daughter's got all right. But what about the woman? She has how is she going to get married, you know? Yeah, and this is very funny because my mother was worrying about that girl now. So never mind. Then 15 days went, a whole month went, and nothing happened. So, but after the second month, Then the second month, I think, must be that much time. She got news that this girl that was who was nearly 40, she got offered marriage, and she got married. Because it's not just going to Udwara, it's Baba's orders one obeyed.